We're on the last page of your photostats. We're up to Siman Kuf Tzadik Gimel, but we still have the last Maisa in Taz Kuf Tzadik Beis. Taz knew everyone likes a Maisa. So at the end of Siman Kuf Tzadik Beis, he sticks in a Maisa, which is a frightening psak, Lamaisa. He says the following. Maisa, now I want to remind you, we're talking about Dam Chimud, and we learned already in Siv Gimel that if a wedding is pushed off, so it depends. In Siv Gimel we had, the way the Shachar Taz explained, that if a marriage is pushed off, and there's never a time that the marriage is canceled, it's immediately when they cancel. One day they reschedule for the next day. There's a snowstorm. They say, okay, we'll have the wedding in 2 nights. So then there's no issue. But if the wedding is canceled and not reset, then when the wedding is reset, you need new Zayinikiyim u'chayshish v'dam chimud. We never spoke about a wedding which is pushed earlier. A wedding which is made earlier, there's a snowstorm predicted, so they say, let's make the wedding a night earlier. Never heard of that, right? but we'll make the chasna one night earlier, and we'll do it then. So that's this taz. Do make for another one, like the mina. The last taz in Kuf Tzadik Beis, right after the which numbered ches, a couple of lines later, it says Maisa.
Yeah. Only
what?
Megillah is the only thing which is Megillah.
Let's see what it says here. Ma'isa ba'amona achas shoylas ma'mugbul b'tenoyim im chasid shalol l'nesuin. They had tenoyim and they set a wedding date. Ela shachasin amala she'efshur she'agdim l'nesuin. Told her right away, we have this wedding date. If possible, I'll come earlier. B'chein osa. And he showed up for the wedding. He said, okay, let's get married tonight. The Amran, she said, Shasam Khalzeh Safra Shavidiki and Vitavla Uba Allah. And it's Lachara Maisa. They made the wedding and they were together. Nira Ali says the Taz, Afa Bishamana Asa Sushalaikadin. Here the Taz said, what? They scheduled the wedding for 5 weeks from now. And the Chasu showed up 3 weeks from now. 2 weeks early, and he said, you know what, let's get married tonight.
She had already counted.
And she counted since he said, I might come early, so she counted Shiva the Kiyam. So what did she do wrong? So what she did wrong is when he showed up and said, let's get married tonight, the Taz holds that we'll chayshish for Dam Chimud, and she needs a new Shiva the Kiyam. She had Dam Chimud from a wedding that was set for 5 weeks from now. Now she's getting all excited again because the wedding is set for right now. So the Taz is chayshish for a new dam chibur.
Why is that the
amona?
Even
if it's
also, right?
And you guys see Shahaya. Filu amona. Even amona doesn't have as much chibur. Okay. Well, here we're not talking about necessarily that she was postmenopausal. And not every amona is a zakena. I would think that if she's becheskes mesulekes damim even a muberes, I would think not. What? So she was tavla. Either she was tavla before the chasen came, or even she tavla right after, but she needs a dusha v'dekiyim, according to the Taz. Taz says if you make the wedding earlier, that creates a new excitement. And you need a new Dam Chimud, a new Chashash Dam Chimud.
So maybe this excitement that she thought he came that day. Well, now I need some more.
Well, let's take a see what he says. He says, literally, Afa Bishabara Sashalaikidin, Kibishalaya Yabirer, Alak Dabasachasana Achabah Chasimikansa Takeif. And there was no Birer that the wedding would be earlier. If this is Shmishash Eschila She Hischila La Das Habira, Schadish Achibud, when she knew it would be earlier to the Chibud, Sichalas Lubishavidikim, Since it's already lachar ha'maisa, ain lafrisha b'kayel zeh, rurayi b'ashkosim kutzani vav yudbeis, im tosa v'tavlo, shetamtim v'avaydis v'titfol, koshke khad, shashchimur eni elamid rabbonon. And he says over here that b'di'eved, pe'lon tzad b'aylo v'meikul. But what's more important to us is that he says l'chatchila, that we have an issue, if you magdim the wedding day, that you need a new shiv in the kiyah. Now, but the question is, of course, what do we pass like this chumrah? You say maybe if it's only a day earlier, what's it to get so excited about? Here, you may be right, because it's interesting that the Sidrei Tara brings a story with the father-in-law of the Taz, the Bach, who's often quoted by the Taz, and here he's not quoted, and he had a maisa with a chassan who they had a wedding date scheduled, and the chassan's parents came to discuss chasna with the kala's parents from city to city, from telephones then, and they asked the chassan's father if you could be magdamit a couple of days, if we could make the wedding a little earlier. It's a Sidrei Tara, I think it's Yud Beis.
Yud Beis.
Yud Beis. One second. Sorry.
I have a Fardayin push.
Whatever you have, give me a second. No, Dayan push is going to the Gibbon.
Kasabataz Maisa Balmana.
Right.
This column.
Kasabataz Ein.
Oh, yeah, it's a little early. What did I say? Yud Beis. Yeah, it's a Yud Beis, like I said. Kasabataz, he brings the Maisa Balmana, then he brings a Bach, Chuva Sabach. Isha Echach, Nikfu, the Suin Shalah, Liyai Plaini. Kroivi Akala, Eskibu Lahagdim, the Suin Gibul Yamim. So they requested the 3 day earlier wedding. And they said to the Chasim that he should come 3 days early for the wedding. And they didn't get a response from the chassan. Maybe there was no, there were no telephones. And they didn't know if he was going to come earlier. So, it's a funny thing, you know, she's getting ready for the wedding, assuming he's coming 3 days earlier. He didn't show up. But he showed up 2 days earlier. In other words, he planned to come, but he got delayed. So now, the Bach says, with a three-way machlokes, what to do. Now, she counted Shiva Nekiyim for the 3 day earlier wedding. He didn't show up. So she figured she'll use those 5 days and 2 more days to go to the mikvah for the day of the wedding. Sort of a second Shiva Nekiyim. Why she did it that way, that's Maisa Shaya Kafaya. So there were three shittas what to do. Right, there are two possibilities, but three shittas. So some said you could use the free, it's okay. She counted, she felt he'll come, and she's okay, she can get married. Others said, no, the earlier date was never confirmed, so it stays becheskas the later date, let her get married the later date. What's the third opinion? That when he came 2 days earlier, now it's a new dam chimut, and she has to start the 7 all over again. Understand? Because Mishlam, if he had not shown up till the regular day, all right, she was samach on the original. But he showed up 2 days early. So now she gets excited. So dam chimut. So three possibilities. The Bach was meikul. The Bach said, not like the Taz. He said that you can count the first 7 and everything is fine. And he wasn't chayshish for a new dam chimud. The Sidrei Tara says that this Chuvas HaBach argues with the Taz.
There they had made up though that he should come. Here he just showed up.
Also, same thing. He said, maybe I'll come earlier. In both cases, he said maybe. You know, at least here, the chassan said maybe. Here, the kala said maybe. But the lashon and the bach is they felt sure he would come, for whatever it's worth. So we have apparently a machlekes bach and taz. Now I did see in one of the achrayim who suggested maybe if it's a much earlier, there's excitement. 2 days earlier, you know. Maybe that's why the Taz and the Bach, it doesn't say how much earlier. doesn't say. It's just Yagdim and Nesuvim. So it's if it's much earlier or not so much earlier. Problem is the Tshuva is Nagdim Yehuda. Nagdim Yehuda was about a wedding that was scheduled for after Yom Tovim, after Sukkis. And the Kala said, let's get married in Elul. So that's much earlier. The Pisrei Tshuva, you don't have it, because the Pisrei Tshuva carries over to the next page. Those who have a Shulchan Aruch, it's the last Pisrei Tshuva. Those who have the photostats, the Pisrei Tshuva itself carries over to the next page. And the night of Yehuda, Bekala Shabiksha, Me'avia Chosin Shiagdim Elisuin. The Kala asked the Chosin's father, let's make it earlier. Pisrei Tshuva, Ches, but the second half of it. Which says Nagdim Yehuda. Veheishishu maskim lezeh. The father's kala said, "I'm maskim." Atzarch mekaydim lisa lebeisay lishal. Who do you have to ask? The kala says to the chassid's father, "Let's make the wedding earlier." He says, "By me, it's good. I have to ask the chassid's mother." Chassid, yeah, we'll take him along, but the chassid's mother. So imtaskim yishul be maskim. He said, "Imtaskim yishul shliach lekala." And if she says it's okay, we'll send the shliach. The kala is chila take of linda shivadikim. Ulbseif kol haya skima ishtai. Hadava poshit shesarik linda shivadikim yaybias hashliach. Kibot shakol zmashli chaz hashliach adayin hadava safik etzla. He says that you need in these cases where the earlier date was unconfirmed before the counting of shivadikim, that you need a new shivadikim for an earlier wedding. So that the Nagdim Yehuda is passing like the Taz, that if you move it earlier, prior to the casting of the Shivanikiyim, that you need that the Machmir. Darach HaShulchan, who usually could rely on to be Mekel, is also Machmir. He also says that the earlier date has to be firm before counting Shivanikiyim. Fortunately, the Chachmas Adam and the kids of Shulchan Aruch are make kilim. They hold like the Bach. So it's a pretty tough call as far as what to do. The Bach, kids of Chachmas Adam are Mekel. The Taz and the Nagdim Yehuda and the Achas Shulchan are Machmir. What would happen if someone would ask me, what should I do? It's supposed to be a snowstorm tonight, tomorrow night. I want to push the wedding earlier to tonight before the snowstorm. What do I do? So what I would suggest is to use the eights of the Chavis Das. Chavis Das said by Dam Chimud, he said this is what Tomer did and Rus. He said if you put a Moichtochuk at the time you tell her about making the wedding earlier and there's no Dam on the Moich, that you could be Mekel. He said that the Chashash is the Mechaber said, "Afilu bodka, even if she did a bedikah b'chashish v'dam chibud, maybe the tipas dam got lost." So Chavis Das said, "What a moich it works." So my eitzah would be to do a moich and avoid the shaila. Now we're not looking to have a psula use a moich excessively because of the possibility of irritation. Well, the Ma'aseh said they do a moich before the shiva the kiyim. It will work then. Hopefully, it'll work again. And you do a moich. Now, I don't know how many hours the moich has to be in. Like, for how long you chayshish v'dam chibud? You tell her, before you say, I have something to tell you. Before I tell you, you need a moich. And then you tell her, the daddy goes, now how much longer, I'm not sure. Because we're afraid it was dam chibud.
It was?
We're afraid dam chibud came, and now you need shiva the key. No, if your chashish is complete for 7 days. No, it's not. It's Dam Chibud right away. How much is right away? I'm not exactly sure, but. Sounds like what was it, Rabbi Rachman's eights? You know, sounds like Rabbi Rachman again. You want to make a? So you know what? It's the party. It's the party. Let them get married the regular night and just pretend that night. Go on the chuppah, pretend, have the party, have the dancing, and get married the next night. It's only the party they're worried about. Okay. What's going to be with all the brachas? All the brachas levatala. No, but they're going to make brachas. Is that really going to be married? Surprise. No, she'll have kibbutz still. Okay. All right, yes. She learned Yeridaya. She doesn't know. This is all new to her. Why does she know? You know, she'll put it in a place. All right, let's move to Siman Kuf Tzadik Gimel. In Europe, they also do it early. Okay. At any rate, so I want to discuss the pill in the Kuf Tzadik Gimel. Let's discuss it. Okay, Kuf Tzadik Gimel is Dinei Dam Besulim. Kuf Tzadik Gimel by itself is a relatively simple sif. Before I begin, in the Nishmas Avraham, he puts in here a discussion of the custom, which has become more and more prevalent, that a kala before the wedding takes birth control pills to regulate her period. Now, it's done in two ways. One way is that she comes to the wedding on the pill. In other words, she's taking the pill to prevent the bleeding, and she comes to the wedding on the pill and is tar at the time of the wedding. And that's what we're going to discuss today. There's a second way of doing it, which is halachically far more preferable, for the reasons we'll learn. And that is that they take the pill to regulate their cycle, and they regulate it so that she gets a period 20 days before the wedding. So she gets a period 20 days before the wedding, and she bleeds for 5 or 6 or 7 days, and then she has shiva nikiyim, and there's room for a margin of error, because 7 and 7 is 14, and they take it 20 days. There's even a 6-day margin of error, because when women go off the pill, sometimes they're erratic. So that's really the best way to do it. That involves zero shilas, and that's the best way to do it.
They stop the pill then?
They stop the pill 21 days before the chasana. She gets a period 20 days before the chasana. She bleeds or whatever it is, Hashem and the Kiyim, and they come to the wedding and they live happily ever after. Now that poses no halachic issues at all. Today, it's more and more prevalent that the girls are taking the pill on the wedding night. This is, especially over the last 10 or 15 years, has become much more prevalent. And there is the following halachic issue. Rav Moshe in the Igros Moshe has a tshuva in each volume of Eben Ezra on the topic. He has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph, Beis, two tshuvas in Chelek Gimel, a tshuva in Chelek Dalet, all on this issue of taking the pill. And Rav Moshe is very machmir because of the fact that women who take the pill tend to have spotty bleeding. They tend to have, especially the first month. In general, if a kala is taking the pill for the first month, her odds are probably just as good or better just to pick a date using someone who's accustomed to trying to figure out wedding dates. Because when you take it that month, it's a double problem. One is that there is bleeding in many, many cases. And secondly, even after the bleeding, when she says, all right, let's forget the pill, the whole system is haywire and is irregular spotty bleeding, sometimes for an extended period. So Ramesha complains that women who take the pill tend to have this small amount of bleeding, and therefore it's a problem. Now, if she bleeds and she sees it, so there's not much to talk about. There's nothing to argue about. If she'll bleed and catch the bleeding, there's not much to talk about. The question is, when she takes it 2 months before, she goes on it for at least two cycles. It's not common to have significant bleeding. But Rabbi Meisher writes that you can't rely on that, because his lashon is kimechza, that half the women have some sort of bleeding despite being on the pill. And therefore, Rabbi Meisher originally says, don't do it. Chelik Beis, he writes in Tshuva Yud Zayin, that if she wants to take the pill, she should wear a moich for the whole month. For the whole, he writes 30 days, he means 20 days, because the days you're bleeding, you don't need a moich. But she should wear a moich for the whole period. And if she wears a moich and she's clean, next month she doesn't have to do it again. She could rely that she's clean. Ramesh is not only talking about a kala, he's talking about a married woman also who goes on the pill, wants to rely on not seeing dam. So Ramesh writes, she has to be machzik herself to be clean. Later, in Chela Gimel, Tshuva Chav Dalet, he says the ladies told him, you know, it's not so easy to wear a moich for a whole month. So he says, in Koshala, to wear a moich, he's mekel, she wears white undergarments for the whole month that are tight, that dam won't be lost. So he's mekel. In a subsequent Tshuva, he says, in that month, she shouldn't take a bath, she should shower, but not bathe, because she'll go swimming, because again, the chashash. So Rabbi Meisher insists that when you're on the pill, you still have to be machzik, that the pill doesn't cause bleeding by the individual. And he holds very, very strongly about this.
How is showering different?
Showering, it's not a shchiach that the dam is necessarily going to come out. What a woman is standing is what a woman is lying immersed in water.
And so it's
so, yeah, just the idea that it doesn't clean it out the same way. Now, that's Ramesh's Tshuva, a series of four Tshuvas, five Tshuvas, that were written over a long period of time. And we wonder if in today's pills, the Metzius is really the same. I remember Rav Palm was very machmir on this, and I told him that I think the pills today are different, but he listened to what I said, but Lamaisi kept on telling people either not to use the pill. And, you know, it's hard when an older Shiva tells you, if it'll be a chuppah snidus, that's so terrible. You know, like, Rabbi Shi used to tell people, that's what he told people. But, you know, a young woman hears it from an elderly person, it doesn't, it's really even not even the kala, it's the kala too, it's usually the kala's mother. Like, she feels guilty, it's her fault. And so usually the women are very, very adamant about using the pill. Now, Rabbi Avad Yosef in the Taras Habayis quotes a letter from the Debrit Sider Rav in the Sefer Gufei Halachis, which says, and the quote is, millions of women have taken the pill and they don't bleed, and therefore this issue is not an issue. And Rabbi Avad Yosef relies on that and says it's not an issue. But Dr. Abraham in Nishmas Avram says that the medical journals say like Ramesha. He said the medical journals say that 25-30% of women the first month bleed. And Dr. Abraham adds that these are not women that are doing bedikis. You know, these are women out in the world who wouldn't even be gairis tipas dam kechardol. So he brings that 25-30% of the women bleed, and he writes that Dr. North and Rabbi Yashim in a printed tshuva, the Kaibis tshuvas, are machmir. They don't say you have to have a baich. But they say you have to do bedikis the first month you do it. You should wear white and do regular bedikis. If you do it 1 month, and by this woman the pill doesn't cause bleeding, she can rely on it afterwards. But the first month a woman goes on the pill, that she should do some type of checking to be machzik herself. So that you have, I guess, names on both sides of the issue. Now, as far as what I had been told, that today's pills are different, I was told this by gynecologists, pills today are different. It's taka true, the first month there's bleeding, but the second month there's no bleeding. And Rapam at one point told me that he saw such a thing. I remember we were outside in front of the yeshiva, he called me over. He said, when I always told him that the pills today are different, he saw such a thing. I don't remember where he was quoting. The question is, if it's so. Now, the print of Nishas Avram, which I was using, was printed in Toshin Samazayin only 7 years ago. I don't know if that means everything in there was updated or just means some things were added. So, you know, like if somebody will still demonstrate that today, maybe the pills are different, there is no bleeding, it's one thing. But otherwise, look, the minhag ha'olam is to rely on the pill. Certainly no one's going to tell a kala to use a machtochik for a month. To wear white is a whole month is also nerve-wracking. But at least the first month, if she's taking it for 2 months, the first month she's taking it, so she'll bleed. It's not going to mess her up for the chasana. It would seem to be the right thing to be chayshish for Ramesha. And the other paiskim. Nevertheless, the... thank you. Nevertheless, I recognize that the minig out, the minig of the Nashim Tzidkariyais, I assume Tzidkariyais, is that they do use the pill, and they rely on it, and, you know, what can I tell you? There's a tremendous tenseness and nervousness. You have to remember, if you just pick a date, just by taking a dartboard and picking a date, it's 50-50, you'll get it right anyway. Because in any given month, a woman is tame for 12, 13, 14 days, and tar for more than that. If you use your seichel, and you schedule, you anticipate, by scheduling it by the woman's regular cycle,
if she's regular.
And if she's relatively regular. And what I would do is do once with the regular cycle and once with the 28-day cycle, because many women get a shortened period from the excitement before the wedding. So many young ladies get a shorter period. It's interesting, Chazal said that excitement caused it to be delayed. And we see it's like, it's like she's frightened or something, and it brings it on earlier. But anyway, that's what we see. If you go through the schedule with the 28-day cheshbon and a normal cheshbon, so you get a day that's good both ways, usually you're pretty safe. Yeah, everything depends. And look, I'm usually talk to chassadim. I tell the chassadim not to mind their own business. If they don't ask them, you know, it's not your place to mix in, you know. After marriage, she has to keep you over and hug you. Before the marriage, she can listen to her mother. Anyway, this is sort of his akdama to Simi Kuf Tzadik Yimel. Let's look at Kuf Tzadik. What? That's what it sounds like. The first month, she should do a bedika to make sure that she doesn't have this type of bleeding. Logically, I would think, why does she need a bedika right after she goes to the mikveh? She never sees the first, right? She bleeds, she has shiva nikiyim, she does bedikas. So now, normally, she gets a period, let's say, 15 days later. So why she should need bedika the first 10 of those 15 days is a little confusing, because that even without the pill, she wouldn't see. But I don't know, I'm not familiar.
The girl gets engaged, she should right away employ a qualified college teacher. You know, consult the rabbi and try to figure out these cheshbonos.
If her mother lets.
If her mother lets.
You know, what you're going to do, the women are very adamant about it. And when I have people asking me, except some, there's some who are very straight, very look straight, they don't go on the pill, some don't want to do it for health reasons, some people don't want to do it for, because they don't want to panchika with nature, they have just a shita to do things naturally. And it tends to work out. At times it doesn't work out, but it tends to work out. It's really, the main problem is that families would have a mitzvah tans, and a chuppah snida is very embarrassing. That's the main thing. Otherwise, a chuppah snida in the yeshivish circles where they don't have a mitzvah tans is really not noticeable to anybody. All right, be that as it may, in America, I don't know what they do in other countries, but in America, and certainly in New York, most of the kala's mothers insist on regulating with a pill. What? The other method to regulate is good. The problem with it is that you don't always have enough time. Sometimes, typically in our circles, the wedding is 3 months later, which sometimes is only 2 cycles later. So it doesn't really give enough time to regulate. If a wedding is 6 months later, you can regulate it. And you have to make reservations for the hall, yeah. All important. All right, anyway, let's learn Sif, Sif Kuf Tzadik Gimel, which is one Sif.
If 2 months before, she sees Don's birth month, fine. But she does the next month, right? The whole month again?
certainly it's kavul chayver. If she doesn't know if it does anything to her, Rabbi Moshe says she has to do it. Certainly if she knows. How could she be more? Alright, let's learn Dinei Dam Besulim. The source of Dinei Dam Besulim is a Gemara. Gemara says, Chazru v'Nimnu. Chazal established that Dam Besulim has a din of Dam Nida. The Metzius is that Dam Besulim has nothing to do with the uterus. The Dam Besulim comes from the Besulim, the hymen, which is a thickening of the walls of the vagina, the praisdar. And that dam, objectively speaking, is not dam nida, certainly not dam nida. Nevertheless, we know b'nais Yisrael l'chmiru al atzman, sh'afilu rayis tifas dam kachardal, yeshevis olav shivadekiyim. The b'nais Yisrael very machmir on seeing dam. And the Gemara says that when this was established as a halacha, it was a chazru v'nimnu to include it. I'm sorry, I want to interrupt myself and go back to Ramesh's chumra about the pill. I have to tell you a kasha that I have on this, just in the lamdis. And I asked Rav Pam a few times. I'll tell you what he said. I don't understand. I'm going back to the pill. I'll come back to Dam Besulim in a minute. What does Ramesh say? A woman goes on the pill. So even though she doesn't, if she discovers blood, nobody's arguing. She needs Shevinikiyim. Ramesh says, even if she doesn't, since it's Shchiyah for women to see Dam, therefore, she can't rely that she didn't see that. The halacha is, dam without a hargasha, dam that a woman bleeds and she doesn't feel the hargashas of Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, the hargasha of nizdazei agufa, of flow from the inside of the body, she doesn't feel it. It's not nida d'oraisa. That's a drabana. So Rabbanu Gezer. Now, if you find the kesem, if you find the dam on colored underwear, it's mutter. Where did the dam come from? Obviously it came from her. Like Azru, Minatayr without our Gashi Yatar. They weren't geyser if it's uncolored. They weren't geyser if it's less than a gris. Wherever Chazal made Xer, they made Xer. Where they didn't, they didn't. So here, I find Ramesh's Isser very puzzling. Ramesh says, if you can go on the pill, I'm Chayshish, because the doctors tell me this spotting. So even if she doesn't discover the spotting, she's Tane. I don't understand. She didn't have argasha. It's dam de rabbanan. There were a geyser if you don't discover it. I mean, what does it mean? There was dam and I didn't know about it. There were a geyser on bleeding without argasha except under certain conditions. So what are we worried about? So this whole chumrah of Rav Baisha sounds like a good kasha, no? Therefore, right. It's interesting because a woman that doesn't have a vest, doesn't have a regular time, if she sees ksamim around the time she normally bleeds, she's still tar, uncolored. So it's a little funny to suddenly be makra, a dam you don't even find. What Pop told me is that Mistabar Vaishamed, you're not allowed to put yourself in a matzav lichatchila where you know it's likely there'll be dam that you don't discover. And that changes it. If it's a chumra lechatchila and it's a machlaikis, that changes the whole picture. So, what?
So like dam chimut, where you can't even check for it. You assume that it might be.
See, but dam chimut, they made gzeira. Here, where they make the gzeira? They weren't geyser on dam pill. There was no pill.
When do you start that?
When do you start? A woman who's on the pill,
yeah,
she gets a period,
right,
she clears up, and she does whatever she would normally do. According to Ramesha. Yes, you do have Siktara, then you do Medikas. Whatever you like, 7 days before the wedding, 8 days before the wedding. So Ramesha is makel that if she wear the kiyim a whole time, she'll wear the god of Levanim a whole time, he's makel. If you mazik yourself, he's mekel be daichik. He's mekel him kashala. He really prefers a mazdachuk, but daichik he's mekel. So if you can be mekel, you can be mekel. I should add that even the Mekilim, Rav Adi Yosef was Mekel, was not Mekel by a woman who has a Ves Kavua. Rav Adi Yosef writes, since there's a Shaila Vidar Rabbanon, a Ves Sheina Kavua, a Mekel. A Ves Kavua, to use a pill, a woman who's married many years, she has a Ves Kavua, then even the Mekilim, Rav Adi Yosef, is not Mekel to rely on the pill, to assume that she's not bleeding. Hey, Mistami be Mekel with a Meich, but... So you see, Deborah Sina writes, Hariki Yaledes, Ubusulakistamim, she's like a postmenopausal woman or a woman who's pregnant. But Rav Adi Yosef writes in his Tshuva that he's Saimach on it only for a Vashena Kavu, which is a drop on it anyway. Because he's Chashish for a Mashish Chashashis. Okay, let's get back to Kotzadikim. Akaisa Psula, Vayal Bios Mitzu, Vagaber Biyasi Upayrish, Biyad. So here we have a Kula. If a woman bleeds in the middle of a bia, the halacha is, now it's not shkiach that a man will realize. Even if he feels wetness, he'll assume it's zera. But lo yitzur, if it happened, that in the middle of a bia there was dam, halacha requires that the man lift himself off the woman, but be pirish be'ever mace. That is, since there's a chazal use an expression, Yitziyasai hanolai kibiyasai, exiting the guf with kishoi is also an isser. So therefore, halacha requires that he lift himself off of her physically, but the aver stay in until it's an aver mace, until the aver dies down, and then be pirish. When Chazal were geyser, on Dam Mesulim, they specifically said that he could be geyber biyasai. Even if there's pain and there's blood, he could complete the bia, and he's not osata until he's pirish. The Shach says he's even allowed to be pirish by Eiver Chai. The Isser that the Chazal added was only an Isser after he's Gomer Biyasai, or pirish miyad. Now here's a chiddush. Afilu iktanish lehigias manalirais, v'lai rasa. Even if she's a young girl who has not yet bled, she hasn't had the regular hormonal cycle, still, Chazal were geyser on Dam Chimud. Vafilu batka v'loi motza dam temeya. Bedikas don't help. Dam Besulim, I'm sorry. Vafilu batka v'loi motza dam temeya. Even if she was biting, didn't find dam, she's temeya. Shema rasa tipas dam kechardol v'chipo shech vazera. Maybe she saw some blood. Chipo literally means it was covered by shech vazera. I mean, you think it means it was diluted by shech vazera. It's a small amount of blood. And the Sheikh Mazera somehow diluted it. So this is our psak, that after the Bia Rishayna, they're Aser. Ramah brings Chalkin, Yesh Makilim Imloi Ras Adam. Major Machlaikis. Chazal wa Machmer Adam Besulim, only that if there's Dam, Mukhashish Vidam Nida, or it's absolute, the first Bia of a Besula is always Aser. So the Machaber is Machmer. Ramah brings Makilim. On the last part. In other words, the Chazal made a gzeira on Dam Besulim. Is that only if there's actually blood? Or even if there's no blood, we assume there's blood. So the Ramah says, Nagu lahakel, im loy gomra biya raka araba. We make a pshara. If there's a full biya, we papyrish. If there was only a tchilas biya, araba means a tchilas biya, the aver didn't go all the way in. V'loy ras adam, there was no bleeding. So then we make avon bala be a mamish sarch lifresh men up ishloi rasadam, or bal nefesh yochus lasvay shloi lischaik piti daikis. A bal nefesh should be machmir. He shouldn't the first night use coolis to fool around. He should do a normal bia and then be aser. So this is the pshara, which is the guess that if chasadim the first night have a hard time. So if it's only hara and not a full bia, and there's no dam, then we're mekel.
She's not a
nida. So she's not a nida. If there's dam, of course she's going to be us. Awesome. There's no dam that was saymich on this. What? Mechaber is machmir. Mechaber says. Right, so Mechaber is always machmir. Mechaber says that even if she saw no blood, if there was a bia, it's aser. No beer? What's a shayla? Hara, the Machaber doesn't say to be meikel. Ramah uses it as a tziruf. Could be his maskim. Could be. Now here, this halacha is halacha psuka. It's known. Every chassan before the wedding learns about this. Grada, chassanim have to be told that today most women don't have dam besulim because the boys look subis in the Gemara. You know, being leil rishayin, there's no dam. You go run to bezdin the next day. So then really, chassanim have to be told that today about half the women don't have dam at all. First of all, the Gemara itself says that a nara always has dam, but as she gets older, it tends to stretch. Today, women who do different types of exercises or biking or skating, they stretch that part of the body. It tends to... exactly why stretching does it, you'll have to ask Dr. Hamawi. But I don't know the physical metzius, but the fact is, about half the women don't have dam, and even the half the women who do have dam don't have significant amount of dam. It's not something they notice b'shas bia. Sometimes they notice afterwards. They do a bidika and they notice it's dam. Maybe because they use tampons, it also breaks the basulim. Gemara talks about mukas eitz, a woman who got banged in that area and doesn't have dam. Now here, there is one major controversy, and again, it centers around Nigris Moshe. As all the 20th century new things, like the pills, that goes around in Nigris Moshe. Here, there's another Nigris Moshe, which is the subject, again, of a certain amount of this great amount of discussion. The shaila is there are some women who have a very thick hymen, and that prevents a bia. It's very thick, and it makes it very difficult to do a bia. Most women are not aware of this until after they get married. There are some kala teachers who tell the women to check it out beforehand. I never heard that that should be a regular behavior to be chayshish that way, but lamaisa it happens. It happens infrequently that when I learn with chassanim, it happened once, I learned maybe 300-400 chassanim over the years I used to learn with them. It's a very infrequent thing. The halacha shaila is the following. If a woman goes to a doctor and the doctor breaks the basulim, and causes bleeding of dam basulim, does this woman now need shiva nikiyim for the breaking of the dam besulim? There's no question, once you break the dam besulim, on the first bia afterwards, you don't have to assume there'll be dam. There might be dam. Sometimes when the besulim are broken, there are remnants of besulim, and it could be dam the second bia, just like any bia shnia. But the issue is not the bia. The issue is the doctor's breaking of the besulim, whether that constitutes dam besulim to make her anida for these rules. Actually, shaila's anytime she's a mukasei, it's anytime she has an injury and bleeds. It's normally, it's not right before the wedding. If it's right before the wedding, sometimes after the wedding, they have a hard time doing a bia, and they go to a doctor, and the doctor breaks the basulim. So the question is whether that makes a woman a nida. Ramosha, the first Yeridaya, Tshuva Pei Zayin, is pretty emphatic that she's not awesome. He says, look, dam besulim has nothing to do with dam nida. Zero to do with dam nida. And, Ramosha says, chazal wa geyser. So, ein lanu ela ma shegozru chazal. Chazal wa geyser on breaking a dam besulim derech bia. And ein lanu ela ma shetiknu chazal. That's a svar. But he says something else. In the reason for the gezeira, there's a rush in the sechtes nida. The rush is quoted by the shach in Kuf Tzadik Siv Gimel. The Rosh says, why are we machmir on dam besulim? So the Rosh uses a lashon that it's not everyone's a baki to know if the bia rishayna, if it's going to be dam besulim or dam nida, and there may be dam nida there as well. And the Rosh says, and tzitzrei tokfai, the Yetzer Hara, to just say, it's dam besulim, even if it may not be dam besulim. And that's why chazal wa machmir. And that chashash, that to say that there'll be nida bishas bia and it's yisrei takvai, it has nothing to do. There's no bishas, the breaking of the besulim by a doctor. There's no reason to think there'll be dam nida. And if afterwards they'll be bleeding, so what you're trying to talk about? It's obviously dam nida. So Rav Moshe is makel in this shaila a very strong way. I saw a raya to him. I think Rosh Hashanah Zalman brings a raya from a Tshuvas HaGa'inim. The Tshuvas HaGa'inim is quoted in the Aruch L'Neris Tshuva Sefer. The Binyan Tzion. I have a mental block on the Aruch L'Neris Tshuva Sefer. And the Binyan Tzion, the one upstairs says Tshuvas Aruch L'Neris. We have a newfangled print. But anyway, the Binyan Tzion, he brings a Tshuvas HaGa'inim. The Chazal Machmir by Biri Shaina and Dab Mesulim because there's a Chimud. Certain amount of excitement, which may also cause dam nida. No excitement when a person goes to the doctor and she has it removed. And therefore, Rabbi Shiz Meikl. I saw Gishmaka Raya, a beautiful Raya, from Chumash Bereishis. Gemara says in Yevam Islam and Dalit that Ein Odom Misabra Mebiya Rishayna. It's not, a person doesn't become pregnant from the first Biya, Dam Besulim. It's possible, but it's not normal. Eight Isha, Misaberes, Mavir Rishayna. So how did Tamar become pregnant from Yehuda? We have a Kabbalah that she was a Besula, despite her marriages prior. So how did she become pregnant? So the Gemara says, Miyachah Be'etzpa. Before the Bia, she used her finger to break her Besulim. So it seems to be a Raya from there. That Miyachah Be'etzpa, she doesn't need Shiva Nekiyim. Now it's only if you accept that the Ovis kept the Rabbanans and that Tamar knew about the Rabbanans. She was Miyachah Be'etzpa, the assumption is she was Miyachah Be'etzpa right before. Okay, if she was Miyachah before a week earlier, you'd be right. I think the assumption is that she did a Peshach Maisa. So it is as broad as a Raya. No, Rabbi Shimon is not paskini based on the Raya if you don't like the Raya. Nice light. Yeah, they also kept the Rabbanans. It's no different than any Amon of Yerush. At any rate, Ramesh is Mekel. The Machmirim include an early tshuva from the Marsham in his first chalik. And the Michas Yitzchak, who has a letter to Ramesh, printed in the fourth volume of the Michas Yitzchak, but it's very not satisfying when you read his rayas are very not compelling. They look not compelling. And as I said, Rosh Hashanah Zalman, Paskins like Rav Moshe, and Rav Avad Yosef and Taras Mayim are also Paskins like Rav Moshe. So that certainly we're talking again about a Drabanan. It can be Mekel. So we learned a Chumra of Rav Moshe Lagabi the pills. That developed as more Mekel on. And a Kula of Rav Moshe Lagabi this thing, which developed as Taka Mekel. And these are the two major issues. Now let's finish the Shulchan Aruch. V'tzricha shetivsit betara. After Dam Besulim, they get married. There's Dam Besulim. She has to be mafsik betara. V'tivdai kol shiva. And do bedikas the whole 7 days. V'taskal limnois ad yom heilish shimusha. She needs 5 and 7. V'noyig ima b'chol dinei nida. V'inyan hachaka. She has to keep all the dinei nida. Ella, now listen to this. Shanida gemura asa leili shalal mitasa. Afil k'she'ena b'mita. They will make her one thing. A regular nida, you're not allowed to sleep on her bed, even when she's not there. V'zu mutala loy lishan b'oysa mita. L'acha sh'amda me'atzlay. Afil b'sad n'shadam alav. If she's not on the bed, he's allowed to lie on the bed. This was supposed to develop some type of ava between them. Today the women don't get all excited. If she stays on the sedinim, amuluchloch and bedama, after she gets off the bed. And therefore we basically don't... we don't teach this because it leads to people thinking you could be making other harkakis, which is not true.
This is not the whole week, it's just that one night.
Yeah. So it's 4 plus 7 or 5 plus 7? Oh, so the Shulchan says 5 plus 7. The 4 plus 7 is the Taz. The Taz says from the Maral, it's interesting, Maral of Prague, Taz Dalit, but Sasim Shay Maral of Prague, Afal Pi Dahashtanog Alma Hanida Maskal Sundas Yamashishi, Kavos Makut Sadik Vav. Even though normally a nida needs 5 and 7, the kavak I'm v'maschel eslim nois achabir yishayin shel besulim maschel eslim nois miyim hay Since many poskim hold, you never need 5 and 7, it's enough 4 and 7. So even though we're machmir normally, there's some who bring a reason. Really, it's enough to just be mekel to drop on. We are machmir 5 and 7. Some add the reason for the 5. Remember, the 4, why do you need 5 and 7? It's not because of dam, it's because of peleta shechvazera. Woman who's peleta shechvazera needs, it can't count that as a clean day. And since you have to be a woman who's peleta shechvazera for 72 hours, that covers parts of 4 days. 72 hours in the Bia covers part of 4. So why 5 days? It was a Chumri Yisera. In case Bia is Bein HaShmashis, and you get mixed up the days. So normally a Kala, after the wedding, the Bia is not Bein HaShmashis, the Bia is late at night. And therefore, they saw a reason to be Mekel by a Kala. Now, that's not so compelling, because sometimes it's a Chuppas Nida, and the Abbasulim is a later night. But the reason is because it's like the Maral says, that it's a chumrah, and you don't have to be machmir when you talk about Amisul. What? No. If there's no besulim, then there's no reason to be pirish. If she's a baula, then there's no dam besul. Yeah, we're afraid that they're going to mistake it for dam besulim. There'll be chimur, there'll be dam, we'll mistake it for dam besulim. If there's no dam besulim, then the gzera wasn't made.
But
Tamar,
she never
breaks a besulim. Yeah, what, Be'er and Island? Well, it says
Beferish,
but Tosh Bifnim. So I can't answer. I'm telling you Gemara, Lamed Aleph Beis, it's when the page turns in Yevamos. So. Now, there is one more tumul over this simon. It's the simon kuf tzadik, sif gimel. It's the shach sif katan gimel. It's a tumul that's not negair today because young girls don't get married. But the lashlama sitin, I want to mention it. A girl who has not yet developed a cycle. She doesn't have damnida yet. Today, most of the girls by bas mitzvah age develop a cycle, and anyway, they don't get married till they're 18 or older. In Israel, part of the anti-Haredi movement, the government now is passing a bill that it's illegal to get married under 18. Any rav who marries off a girl under 18 can go to jail. That's the latest anti-Haredi bill, because in Yerushalayim, Meisharim, they get married 15, 16, or 17. So it's part of the crusade against the Haredi population. As such, if they would do something like that in Germany, they would strike a vote. But it's a bill that had its first reading in the Knesset. And the only ones to vote against it were the Haredi parties. So this is what it's come to. It's, the more that happens, the more you read the Satmar Rebbe's writings and you wonder, who got it right. But anyway, that's a political comment. Putting that aside, the Shach tumbles over the following issue. A girl who has not yet developed a period, Wachazal Geyser Ksamim for such a girl. Was there a Gzeira of Ksamim? The Machabah says no, and the Marshal says yes. And the Marshal brings a raya from our Simon. In our Simon, it's Dan Basulin, a girl who doesn't develop Dan either. Shulchadara says they were Geyser, Afili Ktanish Legiz Manaleirais, even a young girl. So the Marshal time is that we see there were geyser, even like Tana, because they answered Dam Chimud. So Dam Chimud, not Dam Chimud, Dam Besulim. So just like there were geyser Dam Besulim, there were geyser Ksamim. So they should be geyser across the board, even by a Ketana. Why? So the Bach says, what's the comparison? By Dam Besulim, there was Dam Magufa. Dam came from a body. Masha'en came, by Ksabim, when Mesupik of Dam came from a body. However, the Shach says, that's not such a taina. Because they were going to hear, even if there is no Dam. The Ramah says, Afilim Loira Asa Dam. That means here you have a Ketana. She never had a period. She had a first Bia, there was no Dam. And was still Chayshish that there was Dam Nida, Shechipa, Shechvazer. So it should be a problem. However, the Shach, despite his taina against the Bach, he nevertheless passes like the Mechaber. The Mechaber says beferish that someone where they were not guys are on a katana, and it's a Gemara. The Marshal is saying nohagu, and lishanis min aminik. They were nohagu based on this. So the Shach says a famous thing. He says all over. Says you can't say minik ha'olam for medava de loishchiach. It's a Shach's klal all over the place. You can't say nohagu on something that's not shchiach. If it's not shchiach, nohagu, they had gut feeling. They went this way, they went that way. But there's no raya from nohagu. So since the din of the Gemara is that there's no ksamim by a ketana, and the nohagu is not a real nohagu, it's not shchiach, the ketana should find ksamim before a period. Certainly not on white. And therefore, lemaisa he's meikul. So that's sort of the hashlama of Siman Kuf Tzadik Gimel. There was a request to learn Kuf Tzadik Daled, which was bring us back. We learned Kuf Tzadik Hei, Kuf Tzadik Vav already. So if it's okay, we'll do Dina Yeledes and Mapeles.
What about
children? One thing at a time. Learn Kuf Tzadik Daled. I think there'll be a certain desire to move on at some point. But, yeah. As far as Dam Basulim, being on the pill was still Machmer and Dam Basulim. Even Romans on the pill was still Machmer.